Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. Today we're diving into something that trips up almost all of us at some point, how to prioritize tasks like a pro, even when you feel like your to-do list is longer than the grocery store checkout line. Ever get that feeling where you stare blankly at your task list, paralyzed by the sheer number of things that need doing? You know that sinking sensation when you think, I'll just start with this one thing, and then 5 hours later you're staring at a half-eaten bag of chips wondering what just happened. Yeah, we've all been there. But trust me, I'm not here to just commiserate. We're going to get real about how to actually tackle those overwhelm moments and prioritize like a boss. So let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will help you conquer your to-do list with confidence. 1. The brain dump is your new best friend. Seriously, grab a pen and paper or just open your notes app and get everything out of your head. Don't censor yourself. Write down every single task, big or small, that's swirling around in your brain. This is about clearing mental clutter, not necessarily prioritizing yet. 2. The urgent VS, important matrix, your secret weapon. This might sound a little corporate-wide, but trust me, it's a game changer. Imagine a simple two-tool grid. One axis is urgent, the other is important. Urgent tasks demand immediate attention, think deadlines or crises. Important tasks contribute to your long-term goals, like working on that project you're passionate about. Now categorize your brain dump into these 4 quadrants. You'll likely find most of your tasks fall into the important but not urgent category, and that's where we start focusing our energy. 3. Embrace the power of no. This one is tough for a lot of us, but it's crucial. Saying no to non-essential requests frees up time and mental space for what truly matters. It's about protecting your priorities, not being rude. Think of it this way. Saying yes to everything spreads you thin, while saying no allows you to say yes to the things that will truly make a difference in your life. 4. Break down big tasks into bite-sized chunks. That daunting project that's been looming over you? Don't let it win. Break it down into smaller, more manageable steps. Instead of thinking, I need to write this entire report, focus on today, I will just outline the introduction. Each small victory builds momentum and keeps you moving forward. 5. The Pomodoro Technique, your time management superhero. This technique involves working in focus bursts, usually 25 minutes followed by short breaks, 5 minutes. It's like giving your brain mini recharge sessions, keeping you fresh and productive throughout the day. There are tons of apps that can help with this, or just set a timer on your phone. It's all about finding what works for you. Let me tell you, I used to be a chronic overthinker and procrastinator. My brain was constantly worrying, but rarely getting anything done. Then, I stumbled upon these strategies, and they completely changed the game for me. Remember that time when you were swamped with deadlines, and you felt like you were drowning in tasks? Maybe you had a big presentation due, and your mind raced with a million different things to do at once. You probably started feeling overwhelmed, right? You might have even ended up procrastinating on the most important tasks, because the sheer number of them felt impossible to tackle. Sound familiar? This is where prioritizing comes in. It's not just about checking things off your list, it's about focusing your energy on what truly matters. If you can learn to prioritize effectively, you can take control of your time, reduce stress, and actually accomplish the things that will move you forward. Think of it this way. Prioritizing is like choosing your own adventure. You decide which path to take and where you want to end up. So remember these key takeaways. Brain dump everything, use the urgent VS, important matrix, say no more often, break down big tasks, and try the Pomodoro technique. These simple strategies can make a world of difference in how you manage your time and accomplish your goals. Now go out there and conquer that to-do list. And remember, if you're feeling overwhelmed, take a deep breath, refocus, and come back to these tips. I believe in you, and I know you can do this. Until next time, keep crushing it and stay fired up.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.